We on the air?
Oh.
Y'all, baby.
Good. Hello.
Welcome back to another episode of the Heron Bros Podcast, the best hentai podcast in the world. As always, I'm your host, Radar.
And I'm Martyr. And I would just like to say I love you guys. We have 35 subscribers and like...
Possibly more.
Possibly more. If we have more by the time you hear this, I fuck with you too, and I'm going to get you something for Christmas. Yeah, I said it. Just when Christmas time comes around, you know, it might be my eternal love. You know, it might be a bad dark elf bitch. You never know.
Right.
You just going to have to stay subscribed until Christmas.
If I ain't out.
Right, yeah.
But yeah, episode 20. The actual episode 20, because I fucked up last episode. But
shit, damn. You sure did.
I'm calling myself out on that one. Episode 20. We here.
I didn't think we'd get this far again. Wait, actually, episode 20, yeah, actually, I said 15 episodes plus 5, carry the one, 20, yeah. Carry the one, he says. Yeah, God carry the one.
It's exciting. It's refreshing. You know, this time last year, we had dropped episode 2 not too long ago.
Bruh.
Yeah, because we released it last year on Valentine's Day.
Episode 2.
Valentine's Day was last week.
That's dark on no rage.
Yeah, we're 18 episodes attached from that now at this point.
I still haven't healed emotionally from that.
I haven't either.
I need to seek therapy.
I remember all the hentai that we watched and talked about like very vividly.
Yeah. I just remember that being like the one that was a boiling point for me. I was like, yo, I'm ready to pull up on people.
I feel like that episode was like peak nigga tree for both of us.
Yeah,
like, bro, I'm throwing hands on that nigga.
Right.
But that hentai is great. I'd still go back and watch it if I wasn't so upset.
Yeah, I felt like I came fresh off of like a Chief Keef music video.
Right. That shit in Atome Dori got a nigga ready to throw hands with anybody. Yeah.
I was like, I got 30s in my Glock hanging out with no curfews. Exactly. Like I'm shooting.
Got that Glick ready for him.
But we have a
we're on episode 20 at this point. We're long past that.
We've moved on.
Our audio sounds better. We're not fucking up.
Oh my god.
As much. Cause you know everyone's gonna run niggas fuck up.
Oh yeah, you know always. But I mean, but we're fucking though. You fuck up or fuck down, you're fucking.
Oh hey.
See, people out here ain't
okay,
fucking.
Okay, I see.
I'm right.
Okay.
I happily admit that I'm fucking.
I see. I get you.
You know what I'm saying? You should.
I don't know where we're going with this, but boom. this episode we're gonna be talking about Hinagiku. Virgin Love Club, Virgin Lost Club.
Lost is right. We're just gonna be talking about a dumb nigga.
Yeah,
go ahead. Spit your lick, fam.
I really want to give the main character a pass sometimes, but this opening scene, he has three women on him. Okay, so firstly, the main character's name is Suguru. Okay, Suguru is blindfolded, and we don't understand why at the beginning, but they later explain later in the episode. This girl has a crush on him. Her name's Koroku. Okay, and Koroku somehow sounds like the school's idol, Moegi.
What kind of fucking name is that?
And Suguru is like convinced that Koroku is Moegi based on her voice and the fact that he's blindfolded. So he thinks this entire time he's having sex with a school idol. Lo and behold, it's fucking Koroku. All
right, which is cool. This makes sense, kind of.
Not really.
I mean, it makes sense for what the story wants to make sense. You feel me? Like,
right.
It's one woman. She sounds like this. He's not asking questions. You know, he wants some booty. He's getting him some booty.
Right. When it's just them, I understand.
That's what I'm saying.
But in this very beginning scene where there is very clearly three distinct women having sex with him, even though he may be blindfolded, I'm pretty sure that you should be able to tell when there's more than one person touching you.
No, that's what I'm saying.
He's getting taught from two bitches, and he's like, oh no, this is Moegi. This has to be just her. Like, huh?
This bitch is a fucking, she's Elastigirl with the mouth, I guess.
Exactly. How are you making out with one woman, and then you have two distinct mouths going at your man meat, and you're just like, oh no, this has to be one person.
Did he think like The math doesn't make sense. Okay, we're making out. You could be riding me, but then I don't feel the rest of your body. Is like, what do you think, her asshole is like kissing your balls or some shit? Like, whose man's is this? Get out of here.
Like, I get it. You may be a virgin. However, and I may, and I'm not no coochie expert, but I am very certain.
Coochie connoisseur.
I'm no coochie connoisseur. However, I'm pretty sure even if I'm blindfolded, I would be able to tell if I'm having sex with one person as opposed to multiple people.
I feel bad. I feel like somebody's going to have us test that shit. Bring on the blindfold, but that shit better have martyr rhinestone on the front of that bitch.
I don't get it. But yeah, so boom, he's having sex with three women in the beginning. And at first, we don't even know who these women are. But the first one is Karaku. Second one is, we later find out, one of his stepsisters, and then her best friend.
This doesn't make any sense, though. So you mean to tell me you can't tell the difference between a geek slut, a incestuous step lolly, and an athletic...
We don't even know what kind of person her best friend is. She seems like the sort of outspoken gyaru type.
She seemed like your girlfriend's ratchet best friend.
Yeah, kind of.
No. He gonna give you the dick, shorty. He gonna give you the dick, and you gonna take it from him.
Mm-hmm.
Bitch, no, she can't have my dick. It's my dick.
It's our dick, nigga. Now it is. What the fuck are you talking about? So this all basically starts because Suguru receives a love letter from Karaku in his locker.
Yeah, I guess that would be a locker. You know, with his shoe locker.
Yeah, his shoe locker. I was gonna call it a cubby.
It makes sense to me.
It's been a minute since I called anything a cubby, but yeah, he's basically a shoe locker, and he's like, oh, this is a nice little letter. So, you know, he goes to the meeting point specified in the letter, and Karaku sort of, like, surprises him by, like, covering his eyes and, like, guess who it is? This nigga says Moegi, and she's like, all right, shit, you're right. I guess I am Moegi now.
All
right.
Yeah, fuck it. I'll go with that.
I guess I'm going with that now. But she ends up blindfolding him and essentially having her way with him. My man is being assaulted at this point because he's thinking he's having sex with Moegi, but nah, it's Karaku this entire time. That's right. Gaining consent under false princesses is forced consent, which sounds like sexual assault to me.
Well, I ain't even going to call Olivia. This sounds like a more Stabler incident.
Yeah, this is going straight to the DA. Remand, Your Honor.
Yeah. Gotta bring my man iced tea in this. Bitch. I want him to say something smart. Oh my goodness.
Right. But I mean, situations like this are always very sticky because it's like.
Sticky because it's getting on the bitch and they sweaty.
Right. Because it's like, well, I mean, he enjoyed it, but he sort of enjoyed it under the idea that he was having sex with Moegi and not this random bitch named Karaku.
I just fuck.
There are some moments where I'm like, bro, is this nigga really this dumb?
Yes.
Is he really this stupid?
You have arms.
Right.
Take the
Exactly. It's not even like they tied him up. Yeah, well, I mean, they did in the second episode. Yeah. But it's not even like his arms were tied or they like handcuffed him or some shit. His arms are free. And this entire time, he could have been took off that blindfold. Every time that Karaku and him have sex, he's blindfolded, and she's like, no, I'm too embarrassed for you to see me like this. Also, don't say nothing to me when we get to school because I want to keep our relationship secret. Knowing damn well she's trying to cover her bases because let this nigga walk up to the real Moegi at school and be like, what's up with that neck again? Yeah, she's going to be like, what are you talking about?
Nigga, what the like I would top a loser like you, my guy.
Exactly. Know your place, runt.
Right at the bottom of the food chain, head ass.
Bum? What are you talking about?
Oh my goodness. Boy, you first of all, your hair uneven. You look dusty. You know what I mean? You built like a 1970s pencil sharpener. Get the fuck out my face with that. Oh, pencil neck, geese looking at
the me. The idea that I would have sex with a bum like you.
What?
Like,
what? Get your man.
Whose nigga is this?
Who even let you breathe in my place?
And it's. I really was heated watching this a couple of times. I was like, bro,
I just thought, is this
dead ass?
I was like, people cannot be this. Like, when you make a dumb character or something stupid, you gotta make it, like, believable. That's not believable. Because right. I feel like even Ed from Edda and Eddy would have been like, okay, Double D, take the fucking blindfold.
You would have been
like,
took that shit off.
Yeah, I'm like.
Any nigga I know would have been took that shit off.
I would have.
Because it's like, well, what the fuck? Like, I'll take the chances of us not having sex no more. Because, like, what's the point if I can't visually enjoy this shit?
Yeah, I'm more of a visual. Like, auditory is cool and I like feelings, but the way things look is
that's what's cracking me most of the time.
That's what's, you're not going to get a cum shot from me unless I can see what's going on.
Exactly. Like, you know what I'm saying? Hearing moans are nice.
Right.
Hell, even feeling the coochie on me is nice.
Right.
But if I can't see your face making these moans, I don't know if it's going to work for me.
No, it's not. My dick is going to retreat.
So, yeah, they have a routine of hip tossing. You know what I'm saying? They're just doing their thing at any discriminate place in the school. You know, the utilities building.
Utilities, that's infirmary, so library.
Yeah, everywhere that they can. They're piping up.
I think they were on the principal's desk one time. I'm kidding.
They're everywhere. And so
the bus, the after school activities bus. Yes, you sir. Know what I'm saying? They're
everywhere with it. The gym building.
The goddamn soccer field.
So Nano, which is his younger stepsister and her friend Sunko, peep game that Kuroko has been, you know what I'm saying, swindling this man out his meat. And they're like, well, I mean, what are you doing? And Kuroko's like, look, he's not really having sex with me. He thinks he's having sex with Moegi. And then Sunko's like, oh, that's rape. She's like,
yeah, she was like,
she straight up calls her out. And I was like, oh, that's rape. You're sexually assaulting him. And she was like, yeah, but like, no.
Yeah, I'm like, imagine
she's trying to exactly. Yeah. Let them swap genders and watch how quickly they get that man out of there.
Yeah, my man's, but you're raping her.
Yeah, but like,
this pussy.
I mean, like, yeah, she may think it's like another dude, but like, I feel like when I'm being this nigga that I'm not, I feel a connection with her. Like, nigga,
connect
no.
What? That's false.
You finna
pretense.
Connect. This jail cell.
You're gonna connect the bars. And they're gonna connect the dots on your DNA.
You're gonna connect these cuffs on you real quick. Cause you're about to go to jail.
You're about to connect the contempt of court law. The fuck? You're going to jail.
You're gonna be real connected with your cellmate, bud. But like let them swap the genders on this shit. Let it be six niggas sexually assaulting one woman by having her blindfolded and tied up. Boy, let me tell you.
Well, I don't think a woman
would. They're all going to jail.
But even if we swap the genders, I don't think a woman would be that dumb. Look.
You'd be surprised.
You gotta give women a lot more credit than niggas.
I'm not saying that all women are stupid, but I'm talking about like, there has to be one woman that's dumb enough like this.
I feel you, but I'm just saying, women aren't the type of people to get, like, their cootie cat destroyed or whatever and then be like, you know, I'm not going to take off this mask or whatever. Women would be like, okay, yeah, like, the pussy is not going to destruct her, like, niggas ain't shit senses. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's going to sit there and be like,
okay. Fishy.
What the hell? Fishy. Why is there a nigga in my vagina, my mouth, and my ass at the same time?
Right. Like, wait, hold on a second. Hold up. Wait a minute. This is not adding up.
Yeah, right. Something's not adding up.
She pulls out the calculator. I'm like, hold on. Three penises. Nah.
I can't carry the one.
Yeah, nah. Hold on. This is not making sense. I don't really understand.
Three penises. Two balls each. Six balls. Carry the one. This is more semen than the average man's producing.
This can't be one nigga. Hold on a second. She ripped that bitch off. She's three dicked up. Like, what she about to do? Like, I'm sorry, bud.
I can explain.
Explain to the DA. Because you're going to jail.
Your Honor.
Explain to the jury. Because they'll be hearing about this at your trial.
Oh, my God. Your Honor, so I can explain. Look, I need some cheeks, and she wanted to fuck.
You know, my man's need your cheeks. He need your cheeks. What man? What kind of man would I be if I was just out here clapping up and I couldn't pass to the homies? That's just rude, you know.
Sir, you've donated to charity before.
Sharing is caring. I'm looking out. I'm looking like LeBron with the assist.
This is something I've been taught in kindergarten, and I'm just carrying it on today. It's exactly. A virtue.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty. What Aesop's Fable or some shit like that? What the? You know what I'm talking about? You never read it? Oh, damn. Okay. It's basically like a bunch of like, it's a collection.
Of fables?
Yeah, fables.
Oh, wait a minute. With the bear on it?
Does it have a bear
on it? I think like one of the stories is about a fucking bear who goes into town and buys a shovel or something. I'm inaccurate as shit.
Okay. But yeah. But moral of that the story, shit goes out the window. Bitches. Yeah. That shit go out the window real quick because Kurogo's like, he's not really having sex with me. He's having sex with Moegi and mine. And they're like, well, I don't get that. Like, how does that happen? You. They're not buying that baloney. And so they're like, she's like, I can show you. And she pulls up and has sex in front of them.
Yeah, she's like, oh, knock, knock, knock. I came here for my dick appointment. You know what I mean? She they watch her ambush this man, put the blindfold on, get him in the bedroom, ride him and talk about there. I oh,
and this is the thing. This is, yeah. They're not even whispering. Right, they're talking 6-inch voices out the window out this bitch. They're having full on conversation with themselves, even though this nigga is thinking he's having sex with one woman and that woman is Moegi.
They didn't even put like they didn't put the Bluetooth headphones on. They didn't even make this man fuck to his favorite tracks. He was literally sitting there with just one of those. It was just like a blindfold that wraps around your whole head. Like, what is going on? Why is this still playing? I don't know. It just doesn't make any sense. This dude is top tier garbage. They're over here like, oh, well, maybe I should get some. His little sister yells.
Exactly.
I'm like, you don't recognize the. Oh, some big brother you are if you're looking out for her and shit and still don't recognize her voice.
Right. And, you know, I was like. Okay, I wanted to give him the disbelief that maybe one woman that sounds like the woman that you think you're having sex with. Okay, I'll give you that. But two distinct women are sexually like are on you right now. You're sucking one titty while you're getting your dick sucked. What kind of woman do you think you're having sex with? If you think her body can move and contort like that.
Yeah, that's Elastabitch. That ain't even that's not even Mrs. Incredible. That's Elastabitch. That
right.
Bitch out here fucking slinging vagina walls and mouth at this. I don't know how you do that mathematically. That don't even make sense.
Mm-hmm.
Kissing a nigga, riding him, and your ass is playing with his balls. It just doesn't make any. What kind of contortionist type of bullshit is that? That bitch turned herself into a pretzel.
Exactly.
It'll make no
for your pleasure. You think Moegi, what some 5'2" woman is being able to stretch and contort like that? Nigga, you're tweaking.
Yeah, you are off the biggest boot.
He's off the migas.
Yeah.
So yeah, they. Okay, Kuroko has her turn, right? And after she's like, see, this is what I'm talking about. Like, he calls me Moegi this entire time. Nano hops on, which is his sister. And she, you know what I'm saying? She hops on his face. Oh, rip. And then on the meat. I get it. She has feelings for him. But that's still your stepbrother.
Yeah, I don't get down like that.
It's still weird.
I don't get down like that. That is not.
Oh, hold on, that's Cap. Because you remember that other
I
one?
I know what you were saying.
You were like. I'd fuck.
I said it depends. It all depends. Mm. And she's a lolly. You know I don't get down with lollies.
Mm.
Now had she been a Liliana type bitch, now I'd be like, Moegi who? Bitch, I got a bad bitch at home. It's my that just sounds weird. It's my stepmom's.
She's my step toilet.
that's my stepmom's daughter who I pipe. Time to time.
Mm.
It's fun.
Okay. Okay. And then Sunko hops on, and this is where I was a little confused because to my understanding, okay, Kuroko have a reason, Nano has a reason. Sunko is just here because.
Hello.
Because she's Nana's friend.
You didn't think she was going to support her friend and not get some dick, too?
All right. Hell no. Hold up.
Nuh-uh.
Hold up, bruh. Hold up. Because she can be there in spirit. She had no reason to participate out there.
Spirit this dick. You mean to tell me everybody in the room getting dick and she can't get no dick?
I'm not saying she can't, but I'm saying, what's her motivation?
She was supposed to be there supporting the home, or the home girl. She was trying to make sure her home girl got that pipe and was trying to stop Kuroko at all time. But lo and behold, everybody still thinks that this man's piping Moegi. So he's like, she's like, you know what? It is what it is. This nigga ain't loyal. He out here to the streets. I mean, to the sheets, Moegi. So I'm gonna get some dick from this ain't shit nigga too. I want me some pipe. I worked all this way. I worked supporting her. I'm her best friend. I'm going to get some of best friend dick. That's just how life works.
Okay.
Is it fair? No. Does it make sense? No. Did she get dick? Yes. Is she pregnant? Maybe. Nigga didn't even. Nobody pulled out this whole entire.
Yeah, no, he was in there.
I'm going to slang guts.
Right. I was beyond confused when I was watching this because I was like, I couldn't keep track of the women. Because Nano and Miu, which are the two stepsisters that he has, they both look alike. It's just Miu is the older sister, so she's taller and a little bit more developed, like body-wise.
I didn't really care for too many of the girls in this hentai. I was like,
that's the thing. That's what I'm talking about. Sure, there's numbers. He's six bitches up. But do I care about
that? What'd you say? He's a duo.
What is it?
Duodeca.
Duodeca cheeked up out this bitch?
That's 12. Duodeca cheeked up.
Right. And towards the end, he actually, spoilers. At the very end, he actually has sex with Moegi. But here's the shit. He's blindfolded again. Okay. Well, damn, I'm getting ahead of myself. Let me keep going.
Let's work on that.
Yeah, let's work our way. Episode 2, he walks in to the bathroom and accidentally sees Miu, which is his other stepsister's entire naked body.
We're step siblings. You don't like me like that. Why you care if I see you naked?
Right. Well, I mean, I can understand not wanting to be seen naked.
I mean, I at this point, but you saw the front in episode one, the front she was putting on.
Mm.
Oh, this is your stepbrother. Man, fuck that nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, she straight dipped like a potato chip, my dog.
Exactly. They were not fucking with him. And so
I said
episode two, the Miu and her two friends, whose names are Ushi and Yarichu? Oh no, Yaruchi. Yaruchi, which is sort of like kind of hard to say. They call her Gyaochi.
They call her Yaya.
They call her Gyaochi.
Yaya.
In the actual like hentai. But her and her two friends.
Did you read the light novel?
No, I didn't.
Neither did I.
Which I should. Her and her two friends peep that Nano, Kuroko, and Sunko are piping their Suguru. And they're like, well, what the fuck is this? And Ushi's broken up because she has a crush on Suguru, which I don't understand because they show one scene where he remembers how she likes her drink and she's like, oh, I love him now.
That's it?
That's your motivation, eh?
That her motivation is a drink.
Okay.
What did you do to my drink?
Mm-hmm. You what?
She loves this man because, wait, what did he do to the drink? He remembered what drink she liked?
She remembered how much sugar she took in her drink.
And that's how you get neck?
Mm-hmm. Just like that.
You get...
When the plot calls for it, that's all you need.
Oh, I'm about to start remembering everything about women. Women, tell me what you like. I'm about to start remembering everything. Oh, her favorite color, purple? Oh, when we went to the her birthday, you know, her birthday's in February?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she like chocolate cake?
Mm.
Oh, she like Hershey's? She specifically likes the Hershey's cookies and cream?
This is besides the fact of the hentai.
I'm getting necked down for remembering.
I remember when I was in ninth grade, I got a girlfriend and I started writing down facts about her just so I remember. Me being the nerd ass nigga that I was.
That's smart.
Because I didn't trust myself to remember, so I remember like writing it down like on physical paper. not even the notes app on my phone, just like actually writing that shit down, like facts about blank notes. Like she likes strawberry, she's born in March or some shit like that, like facts that I would need to remember.
Right, just in case she's like, you don't know anything about me. That's false, bitch. Like,
bitch, I got the whole paper right here.
So your birthday.
This I got
birthday.
The fucking trifold paper. Like, hold on, let me tell you about you real quick.
I'm going to tell you about yourself. Because
clearly you forgot who I was.
So, yeah, isn't your favorite animal the zebra, bitch? You want to be a dental hygienist?
I got the facts right here, don't you?
Let me show you.
No.
Let me show you the girl facts right here, man. The fuck?
Facts.
You act like I don't know shit, bitch. I'm a lawyer out this bitch. I look like Cochran with the glove out this bitch. I know what the fuck I'm talking about.
I got every piece of evidence I need out of that bitch.
Remand. Remand.
Bro, I've been watching too much Law and Order.
Bro, Law and Order is the shit, bro.
I've seen like every episode.
Especially these new episodes.
We're going to talk about this later, but I caught up. Like all the way.
I haven't. I need to.
Okay, but yeah. Miu and her two friends, Ushi and Gyaruchi, figure out what they're doing with Suguru, and they're like, okay, well, if they're doing that, then I mean, we can do that too. Which, question. Does Suguru keep the blindfold on him at all times? He's like, you know what, when my baby Mobugi need me, you know what I'm saying? I need to be prepared. He got that bitch in his back pocket. Yeah.
Like he gang banging or some shit. Mm-hmm. Well, let me put this bitch on right here.
Hey, what hug you, clan cut? Oh, no, don't even worry about that. That's just my bitch rag. Don't
my bitch rag. Oh, my.
Niggas are a little funny. Like, hold on, cut. Hold on, I don't like the way that flag holding. It was like, no, it's not even a flag. It's just a blindfold. I can't really get into it, but I need that for my main piece.
Yeah. Oh, no. Give him a pass, cuz.
Weak shit.
I understand about that. Everybody need the bitches.
Yeah. And so, you know, I'm tempted to just call them the older generation from now on, because I'm not trying to say all their names.
Yeah.
So the older generation, so Miu and her two friends, they devise to do the same shit that Nano and her friends have been doing, which is basically sexual assault.
Yeah.
They sort of glaze over that one, but this time they actually tie him up to a post, so he's not moving.
Yeah, that's beyond sexual assault. That's mm-hmm. kidnapping. That's... Damn.
They and this freaky, deaky-ass nigga is into it.
How did he... I'm worried. I'm worried.
Bruh, if you being sexually assaulted by six women and you can't understand it, you're not going to make it in life.
Yeah, you need to.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you need to do the math on that point, buddy.
Exactly. And it's like, here's the thing, though. When Gyaruchi pulls up on him, because she's the first that like interacts with him while he's tied up. At that point, he should have been known that wasn't Mogi, because these two women don't even sound any bit alike.
Yeah, I don't. They're like, how's her voice? She ain't got no voice changing modulator, nigga. What are you doing? Get your life right.
I gave him a pass because the voices sounded similar. But at this point, they're clearly six distinct women.
And I'm like, this shouldn't even be a, oh, well, he knows and he's just playing the part. You look stupid.
Later in the episode, he's genuinely dumbfounded when they take the blindfold off of him and he sees all six of them there.
Gasp. There were six women this whole time.
Hark. You mean to tell me I had sex with all these women and none of them were Moegi? How could I have known? Like, nigga, what?
Not how could I have known. I'm weak.
My
dead ass almost fell out of the chair.
I don't get it, bro. And Miu, she strikes me as a tsundere type, like, obviously. But it's not even like he does anything to make her change her mind. It's like she doesn't fuck with him in the beginning. They tie him up and all of a sudden she's ready to bust it open for him. I'm not understanding the change of pace.
Tell her bring it back.
Right. I like the hentai, but I'm having a hard time getting invested into it.
Yeah, I couldn't, because I was like, I lost brain cells trying to comprehend the fact that this man was really blindfolded. that these girls really thought they could get away with this. And they could, apparently, because people... It's not believable. I can't get invested to that because it's not believable. Mm-hmm. How the hell am I supposed to... You're going to convince me six women. Six different women, 12 different titties, six different mouths, lips, all these booties were on this man. And women smell different.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And when you're blind, you took away his ability to see. All his other senses should be heightened.
Them hoes are heightened. This right. nigga must be Daredevil right. out this bitch with his hearing. Not on the same level as Daredevil, obviously, because he's a mutant. But at the to the same degree of, I can hear footsteps outside of the building. Like, you should be heightened to the fact that they're having whole conversations.
Yeah, you can.
They're talking.
You think this girl's schizophrenic and she's just talking to herself?
She's talking to herself and also voicing six different people.
That bitch would be a good-ass voice actor. Sign that bitch up for the new fucking...
Oscar-worthy performances right. out here.
Bitch out here about to be a fucking new edition of Dragon Ball Z. You know, there's like... Dragon Ball Z English dub has like four different voice actors. Like...
I believe it.
Like six... Like the one dude plays six different names. Like...
I believe it. But yeah, they all have their turns with Suguru. And then... Cut, they're on vacation now?
They act like there's, like, not... Why do these women act like there's only, like, one dick at the school?
Mm.
Women be out here like, oh, it's Def Jam, fight for the cock. Like, I don't get that shit at all. I'm like, you go to a school, and it's not like it's an all-girls school and this one guy snuck in. It's, like, dick is nice. Same thing for vagina. Like, it's nice, but it's not rare. Like, I can go down the street and, oh, there she is. They should be able to go up the street and be like, oh, there he is. There's Suguru, Subaru, Tatsu, my mom, his mom, El Booby-chan. Like, I just too many damn people, and you just fighting for this one dumb dude.
This very average.
Dumb
dude.
And it's not like he's out here slinging superbious pipe. This man is doing average shit. This man is doing stuff that you could do on a Sunday.
He's doing some very decent shit. You know, after that scene with Miu and the her friends, the three other girls are like, whoa, what the fuck are they doing to our stud? Like, hold on a second. That's our piece of meat. Like, go ahead, bro. Def Jam, fight for the cock. That's funny as fuck. But yeah, they go on a vacation, and how did they get him on this vacation? I get it, maybe because they're step-siblings, and they're like, well, we're going to go on a family trip. But the four other bitches are there. Granted, they are friends, but I don't know. And then they're basically having conversations with, like, Kuroku about, hey, you should take his blindfold off because it's a little disingenuous for you to continually have sex with him if he can't understand what's going on. And she's like, yeah, but, like, I don't want him to, like, be upset at me or anything like that. And I was like, bruh.
I'm gonna be upset because you just didn't come out and say it. I mean, at this point, he can't say no. I mean, because he's not gonna sit there and be like, oh my, men, we don't think that way. We're not gonna sit there and be like, oh my god, I've been piping the wrong girl this whole time. We're gonna be like,
right,
shit, suck me the way you did before. That shit was nice. You weren't Moegi? Shit, Moegi probably don't throw it back like you, girl. So what's your name?
And then Gauchi is like,
I mean, he knows her, but
yeah, Gauchi is basically like, well, I'm pretty sure he knows. But when they took that blindfold off, he was like, huh?
Nani? What?
It was like that SpongeBob meme where he was like, huh? Like, what do you mean? I had sex with both my stepsisters and all their friends? How could this be? Like, what? He goes one by one asking all of them, did we have sex? And they're all just like, yes.
Really, nigga?
Like, you dumbass. And then he, you know what I'm saying? Him being... the main character that he is, the heterosexual man that he is, he's like, all right, whatever. Continues to throw meat.
I'm going to do it again.
Exactly. Without missing a stroke, he's like, shit, I'm six coochied up out here. I might as well keep going.
Yeah. Yeah, meat.
Fuck it.
Yep. Who want to go first?
Exactly. Like, they're all taking turns, you know what I'm saying? The next couple of scenes after... they take his blindfold off is basically just him throwing more hip on all of them. Just, you know, different positions. Nano, his younger sister, tells him that she loves him, which is okay. Kuroko is basically like, hey, I'm sorry for lying to you this entire time. And then this nigga says a line that I cannot believe. That damn near made me stop watching this hentai and not even want to talk about it. This nigga's like, well, she's like, hey, I'm sorry for lying to you this entire time. This nigga says, it's okay. In actuality, you've been in my mind this entire time.
Why the fuck you lying? Why you always lying? Oh my god. Nigga, you fucking suck.
Nigga, what? I
pressed.
I'm pressed. What the fuck? No, bro. What do you mean, young? That you've been thinking about her this entire... No, you haven't. That's cap.
Let me hit the moogie.
That's cap. That's 100% unbridled cap. That's There's no way.
That's a starter cap.
Exactly.
That's a fitted cap. That's a baseball cap.
There's no way you've been thinking about Kuroko this entire time when in actuality you thought you were having such some... Go ahead, young. I cannot believe this nigga, bro.
Get out of here with that bull.
This nigga's trying to play both sides as if he wasn't thinking about Moegi this entire time. Like, granted, he probably knew that he was having sex with more than one person at a time, and he could have just played it off. I'll give him that. But to say that you were thinking about Kuroko in specific, can't believe it.
No, that's a
100% can't believe that.
Full of lies. I'm gonna have to hold you in contempt of court. Perjury, lying under oath, sir.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm good.
Because, who is this, Moegi? Well, all right. Not only did you call every girl Moegi like 20 times.
Right.
But I had you on my mind. Hey, I wanted to sleep with Kuroko.
They weren't even dating. Why would he think about her specifically?
Sometimes you gotta lie to the bitch, though. Look.
You had no, he had no reason to lie to her, though. He already had bitches.
Yeah.
This nigga's being greedy at this point.
Yeah, that's pretty much, niggas are greedy.
Yeah, and after that scene... They're like, all of them are like, hey, go out with all of us. And he's like, okay.
I couldn't do that. I couldn't
Six
do that.
Six coochied up, and he's out here acting this dumb.
I couldn't do that. That's too much pussy. I never thought I'd ever say that. Like, well, I've said that. That's too much pussy, bro. Think about that shit.
Look.
You got to satisfy six different women.
Right.
Listen to six different women's problems.
He already lives with two of them.
I mean, exactly, but I mean, like, I can avoid those. Like, you know what I mean? They're my step-siblings. To not arouse, because we have the same parents, would make it so I don't got to arouse suspicion. Damn, y'all really been in y'all stepbrother's room this whole entire time? Yeah, the new Call of Duty came out, Mom, and, you know, I'm in there getting kill streaks, if you know what I'm saying. I'm out here slinging rifles, and I think I almost got my penis gold, so. Some bullshit like that. But, like.
But I will say, the next couple of scenes, like, when they're, like, at school, and there's six of them, like, all having sex together. Like, it's a good scene. This hentai has a lot going for it. My man is up to his boots and glutes. He doesn't even realize
I'm going home.
I can't,
I know,
bro.
You did not say he's up to his boots and glutes.
He's up to his weeds and cheeks. And he's too dumb to figure it out this entire time. I'm not going for it.
Up to his boots and glutes. I got to write that down. You heard it. You heard it here first, folks. Niggas out here too stupid to comprehend.
He's up to his boots and glutes. I can't.
He got all those damn yam sandwiches, and he's just...
Nigga, and like I said earlier, to make matters worse, the real Moegi found out what they were doing this entire time, and he actually has sex with her in the infirmary. But here's the kicker. He actually has to be blindfolded this time. And he really thinks that he's not even having sex with the real Moegi. It's just Hina Giku doing the same Moegi, like, cosplay, roleplay thing.
That's creepy. What makes you... That's creepy. You're dumb. You got six. You just can't tell the difference. But do all their... too many questions.
Like I said, I'm not a coochie expert. But a seventh coochie that I have not been previously introduced to is probably going to feel different than the six that I've been running through.
I don't know. My penis senses tingle. So, like, when I'm in a vagina I'm unfamiliar with, if you will, it feels completely different. And it's harder for me to ejaculate, if you will. So, I can tell the difference.
And it's not even like he's wearing a condom. He's been raw dogging all of them.
This man be...
Cream pieing their whole shit the entire time. Shooting the club up. Whatever you want to call it. How can one man be so dumb?
How could you be so heartless?
But yeah, they Mogi actually has sex with him, and him being the dumbass, he really thinks that it's just Kuroko doing the same old roleplay thing, and so he's going along with it, you know, asking questions like, oh, why me? Oh, I'm actually having sex with the school idol. Like, I'm so honored. And Mogi's actually answering his questions back, like, in an honest way. She's basically saying that because she's a school idol, she has a fan club, and, like, one of the unspoken rules of the fan club, or maybe it is spoken, but she can't have a boyfriend, so she's been, you know, sexually pent up this entire time. And so she's using him as her release, even though he's already six coochied up.
I don't like you. At this point, Mogi would just be a distant memory. I'm not blindfolding myself. Like, I've already been through hell and back. I had to dive into some guts so many times, and I've been lied to. I've been led astray. I've been taken advantage of. Mm-hmm. I'm not going for this nonsense. Like,
they done tooted my meat up for their own nefarious purposes, and here I am blindly throwing it. Like,
I don't need all that. I am not a stud. I am not a bull.
Right. No, I'm taking this blindfold off. The only way you're getting any more meat is if I can see the shit at this point.
Right. Send nudes. Let me jack all off.
I'm not even going to lie. Moegi was busting it clean open, though. Like, the position he has her in, the missionary, pretty on point. That, like I said, this hentai is not bad. It's just the story makes me want to fucking throw hands. It makes me want to punch someone.
Nobody gets their comeuppance, though. It just is like, you should have stuck it in their ass. I said it.
Right. All these. Okay. That's another thing that I was about to talk about, the diversity of the women. But both the stepsisters look already alike, just one's more developed. But then the only difference between any of the other girls is hairstyle, hair color, and glasses. And I guess body type. But like, it wouldn't have hurt to have a dark skin in here. It wouldn't have hurt to have maybe like a big titted lolly or some shit. Just something different. Maybe like just to spice it up. Or all these girls and nobody's trying to do anal, that's cap. I don't believe it. But it's whatever. You know, I'm not going to dock points for that. I'm docking points for the story. Goddamn. However, the actual animation,
I think it's part of the story's decent charm. That's, yeah, I took 2 points off of the story.
Mm.
Two holy, holy points. And mm-hmm. I gave it a 7.5.
Okay.
What
did I give it? I think I gave it an 8.
Yeah, I gave it a 7.5.
So I was like, now that I'm talking about it out loud, I think I might want to give it a 7 as well.
That averages out to like a 7.25.
No, I'll keep it an 8. I think the sex scenes are long enough and decent enough for me to get a quality nut off while not thinking too hard about like the story, even though how inconsistent it may be. I would recommend this as like a decent harem hentai. That's the thing that you're trying to get into. 7 girls.
7 of them. I don't.
One for every day of the week.
That's how they better treat my meat too. Like,
that man, that's on a busy schedule.
Yeah, it's, I can't fuck with you. I gotta fuck with Courage you at 2:30.
Yeah, I'm sick. Did you reserve your slot? Cause I'm sorry, but Nano said I'm from 3:30 to 4:15. I'm hers. So I'm sorry, bud.
Because out here, bitches out here reserving cock placement.
Hey, taking a whole different meaning to dick appointment.
Oh,
you don't got your appointment. I'm sorry,
man. I'm gonna need you to speak to my secretary.
Exactly. If you gotta cancel, then it better be 24 hours in advance, or that's a cancellation fee. I'm sorry about it.
Word for yo. Oh, I'd be slinging fees all over.
Now I'm about to hit your ass with these hidden fees. Yeah.
I'd be like, oh, wait a minute. You didn't tell me you wanted me to make you come now. That's the exclusive wifey package.
Yeah, I'm saying. Did you reserve that package? you got your receipt?
You want me to eat the box? Huh? Nah, that's the main bitch package. You're going to need to upgrade. You're at the basic package. I came here to sling
you. You're at the side piece package.
No, not the side piece
package. Did you reserve your slot for your main bitch?
Lot, not the side piece package.
Yeah.
Wifey package.
Yeah, you're asking a lot for someone that didn't really reserve that, but
Wifey package.
We'll see about it.
Wifey package. You can meet mom afterwards.
Oh. I think, are his parents dead?
Damn. No, really, I don't think so.
I don't know. They don't really talk about it like that.
His parents are divorced. Clearly.
And why is he staying with... Okay. Fair enough. Fair. I'm not really going to... I have better things to worry about than the legality.
The nigga was blindfolded and dumb. He's probably inbred. I don't give a fuck. I don't care. He's stupid.
Yeah.
Screw him.
He's all right. This hentai is sitting in a solid... What? 7.75 on the media meter.
I just made eye contact with that lady and I just felt so weird. I meant to look this way and I just couldn't stop looking at the window. But she looks like a very sweet lady and I appreciate the eye contact.
All right, anyway.
I think we should end it here.
Yeah. Hit us up on Instagram, Twitter at Herrenbuzz. Email us at herrenbuzzpodcast@gmail.com for any suggestions for hentai, anything that you think would make the podcast better, your thoughts on this hentai in specific, just anything really. If you want to do artwork, hit us up. If
bruh, say words, because I'm like I appreciate messages too.
If you want to send us some fan mail, that'd be great.
Yeah,
that really inspires
bruh,
us.
Bro, fan mail, I'm gonna read that shit out on the air, bug.
Like, exactly. Read it on an episode if we ever actually get some more shit.
Because people, you know what I mean? I'd be feeling like a prisoner waiting for some mail, but nobody ever sends none. I'd just be sitting in my cell. They'd be like, mail call. I'd be watching all these other YouTubers get fan mail and nice comments, and I'd just be like, must be nice.
That's not Life Jennings?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
He knows.
Yes, sir.
But, yeah, y'all have a great day. Facts.
This has been episode 20 of the Herrenbuzz podcast. Thanks for listening.
Deuces.
Bye.